Whole lot of people want to serve in the state legislature in Michigan's 83rd House District seat, currently held by Shane Hernandez. He's running for Congress, and so a lot of Republicans have said that they want the chance to run for that seat in November. One of them joins us right now. He's Joe O'Mara. Joe, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. Thanks for having me on the show.
Thanks for joining us. Tell us about yourself.
Well, I'm currently the county commissioner for District 3 up here in Santa Clara County, and I'm running for the Michigan House of Representatives. And, I think I can help make the 83rd the best place to live, work, and raise a family. I mean, my plan is to, just stimulate economic growth, and we can really attract the best people and businesses into this area. Our area is really just a beautiful place and a real gold mine, in my opinion. And I've got a pretty good plan that that I can execute, and we'll see some growth, and more opportunities will come our way.
Well, let's hear it. What's your plan?
Well, first of all, what I've learned up here in Santa Clara County in the last 2 years as a commissioner is we've got to run our business. We got to run our government like a business. I could easily cut our taxes by 20% or more just by taking a very business approach to running the government. You know, it's a service industry, and I'm an expert at service industries. And, we've got to have basic things like really strong public safety, low crime rates, world-class healthcare systems, and infrastructure, especially up here, including internet and telephone cell service. It's really hard to work remotely from home around here because the lack of those services, and the kids are going to have a hard time with distance learning. So, we're going to fall behind economically, and the kids will fall behind in their education if we don't deal with some of these problems.
Yeah. In the same breath, though, you talked about cutting the budget and things that we need to, what I guess would be spend money on, which would be infrastructure. So how do you spend money on infrastructure while still cutting 20% out of the state budget?
Well, there's, we're a service industry, right? I mean, obviously, infrastructure, we can build that up. There's a lot of money out there that we can get. And, the telecoms are required to do certain things to help expand into the rural areas. But my experience up here is, basic stuff that you just wouldn't believe, a 35-hour work week, change that to 40, eliminate all the excessive leaves and, 15 days, 3 weeks of holiday, of public holidays, and up to 4 months of paid leave. Things like that up here, if we would just implement them, we could reduce our taxes by 30% up here. And the government should not compete with the private sector. We do a lot, the government does a lot of things that now the private sector does a lot better and cheaper. Let's get out of that, because when we subsidize these other businesses, we don't collect taxes. We're using taxpayer money to run these businesses that the public does much better.
Of course, these are not ordinary times, and so if you're elected, you'll be going to Lansing, in the year after a cannonball was just shot through the state budget. How do you recover from the economic impact of the coronavirus in Michigan?
Yeah, that's going to be tricky. But, we need a guy that's, got a proven record of making really good decisions. And, I was a partner in one of the largest consulting accounting firms in the world, serving the best Fortune 500 companies. And let me tell you, those guys have all the PhDs in the world. So when they give you a problem, it's not going to be an easy problem to fix. And I have that skill set. I've built really high performance teams to help these guys solve problems. So I have, I've got really good experience. I've got a few degrees under my belt and just a stellar career of working with, Siemens and GE and Motorola National Semiconductor, doing all sorts of different fun projects on a worldwide basis. So I'm pretty good at solving problems, and I have a long track record of solving them. So I'll figure it out.
I hope so. We're talking with Joe O'Mara right now. He's running for the 83rd District State Rep seat, currently held by Shane Hernandez, who's running for Congress. Joe, what do you think of the job that Gretchen Whitmer has done handling the coronavirus as Michigan's governor? What would you like to have seen done differently?
Well, I'm on the health board here in Santa Clara County, so I've got a real close up view of how it's working, you know, at the grassroots level. You know, it's a deadly virus, and it's much more potent than any other virus that we've seen. So the steps of social distancing and wearing masks and, you know, washing your hands and basic stuff like that are required. And I think we still need to be pretty vigilant about that. You know, up here we have 70 cases now, but only about 15 current cases. So, you know, we're still in very good shape. Our health department, the long-term care facilities and our correction facilities, have not had any cases. So that's good. And they've got really strong policies in terms of how, you know, what you can and can't do in the jails or in the long-term care facilities. I think that my issue is that with the whole process is that, you know, there isn't a lot of transparency. And I've asked this question, how is the information getting from here on the ground up to Lansing? And there's, you know, we input it into a system and there is some interaction. I would like to see that be more open, and that maybe we should have, you know, I believe that the more people that we have, you know, solving the problem, more input, we get a better answer and a more balanced answer. And I think that was lacking, and is still lacking. I had written some letters and made some recommendations, but still didn't get any response in regards to the COVID and the reopening. But we tried. But, you know, it's a tough situation, and you know, it's a pandemic, and people are, you know, like being cooped up. And I understand that fully.
Yeah.
And I think that if we opened the process up and had more input, that we would get a better answer. I think that, you know, Michigan went from number 3 down to 13 in terms of total cases. So, you know, that's positive. I wouldn't want to be still on the extreme uptick that we had in the early part of this cycle. But, you know, it's a tough situation. And, yeah. You know, the more people that you have in there, the better solution you're going to get. So that would be my recommendation.
Finally, Joe, when people go to the polls, or maybe they've already got their ballot sitting on their kitchen table at home to fill out, and they are selecting Republican to run in November for the 83rd State House seat, why should they vote for Joe O'Mara?
I have the best track record of making good decisions. I believe that we have a social contract with the government, and that is our Constitution, and a deal is a deal, and we keep that deal. I will not break any of the deals that we've made so far, including the Second Amendment. I am a staunch supporter of the right to life. You know, I've got a lot of great experience. I'm a smart guy with a bunch of degrees, world-class experience, speak a couple languages, and I have a history of getting it done. Recently, the 690 bill came out, which was allocating that $880 million that we got from the Fed, and it wasn't written properly, so not all the first responders in the poorer communities would have been able to participate. So I wrote a letter to the legislator and including our governor, and they changed the bill. That's just one example. Here I am as an individual private citizen making an effect already, and that will continue. I know I can follow the issues. I can read the documents really well. I have a laser type focus in everything I do. So if you want, those are my skills. I hope that society needs these skills and wants the same thing that I want. And if so, I'll win.
All right. There you go. Best of luck to you on Election Day, Joe. Thanks for your time this morning. Appreciate it very much.